I think the vaccination decision is a private, very private health matter for me, and I'm going to keep it as such.
Kirk Cousins, quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. According to his teammates, he's refused to get the vaccine, and it's cost him on the field and off. And he's not alone. There are numerous players in the NFL that have similar approaches. Another, Cole Beasley of the Buffalo Bills. He said at one point he'd rather retire than get vaccinated.
Once unvaxxed players get cut, they're losing a dream they have worked their whole lives for over a vaccine that has proven to not keep people from contracting COVID, as we've seen.
It's not clear if Beasley and Cousins are acting on disinformation, but between the two of them, they have almost 1 million followers on Twitter, which makes them significant influencers. So how is the NFL handling that?
We've dealt with it by really having a zero-sum focus on what's true, what's scientifically validated, what can be objectively verified.
Demoris Smith, executive director of the NFL Players Association. Pushing the truth is only a part of their agenda.
And to your point, sometimes calling out just how wrong, incorrect, and false some of the allegations are.
And coming up in my final report.
It's exhausting because the multiplying effect of disinformation in social media is so profound.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and how to deal with disinformation. J.J. Green, WTOP News.